USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Washington state health officials are confirming that five people have now died in the U.S. because of the coronavirus outbreak. Seattle King County health officials say they have four new cases today, and two of those patients have died. Although the odds of getting the coronavirus are low, New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy says his state is doing what it needs to do to be prepared.
This is a multi-level and whole-of-government effort. It includes our hospitals, our schools, and the personnel at our ports and airports.
Wall Street is on pace for its best day in 2 years, with the Dow up over 600 points. All three major stock indexes are up more than 2.5%. And former chairman and CEO of General Electric, Jack Welch, is dead at the age of 84 years old. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar will reportedly suspend her Democratic presidential campaign. Klobuchar is expected to endorse former Vice President Joe Biden before tomorrow's Super Tuesday primaries in 14 states at an event in Dallas, Texas tonight. Another challenge to Obamacare's foundation will get a Supreme Court review, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Supreme Court is taking up a legal challenge to the Obamacare individual mandate that requires all Americans to buy insurance or pay a penalty. The High Court did uphold that provision in 2012, ruling that it was a legitimate exercise of Congress's taxing authority. But Texas and 17 other red states brought this lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act in December of last year. A decision from the High Court on it is likely to come after Election Day in November. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
While addressing a crowd of around 18,000 people at the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee's annual policy conference, Vice President Mike Pence says Democratic presidential frontrunner Bernie Sanders will be the most anti-Israel president in American history if elected.
Today, the leading candidate for the presidential nomination of the party of Harry S. Truman openly and repeatedly attacks Israel as a racist state and defames AIPAC as of all things, as he said, a, quote, platform for bigotry. Even more troubling, when Bernie Sanders smeared Israel at last week's debate, not a single candidate on that stage stood up to challenge him. But I'll promise you, we will always call out those who try to cloak their animus toward Israel inside the phony mantle of friendship. The most pro-Israel president in history must not be replaced by one who would be the most anti-Israel president in the history of this nation. That's why we need four more years of President Donald Trump in the White House.
The only Democratic presidential candidate to speak at AIPAC in Washington, D.C., was former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.